This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that festive season is also a time to reaffirm the mantra of Swadeshi. After laying the foundation stone and inaugurating development works at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi urged the citizens to ensure that whatever they buy or sell is made in India. Recalling Mahatma Gandhi's use of Swadeshi as a tool for independence, he said that it must now become the foundation of a developed India.
ये समय त्योहारों का समय है और इस समय आपको स्वदेशी का मंत्र भी लगातार दोहराना है अपने जीवन में उतारना है मेरी आप सबसे करबद्ध प्रार्थना है 140 करोड़ देशवासियों से मेरी प्रार्थना है आप जो भी खरीदें वो देश में ही बना होना चाहिए महात्मा गांधी ने स्वदेशी को आजादी का माध्यम बनाया था अब हमें स्वदेशी को विकसित भारत की नींव बनाना है
The Ministry of External Affairs today said it will study the implications of the Strategic Mutual Defense Pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the Strategic Roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will interact with party leaders and workers from 20 districts in Rohtas and Begusarai and discuss plans for the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Shah arrived in Patna last evening. In Bihar, under the Sat Nischay program, the Chief Minister's Nischay Self-Help Allowance Scheme will now also benefit unemployed male and female graduates from arts, science and commerce streams. Under the scheme, Mukhya Mantri Nischay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, beneficiaries will receive a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees up to 2 years. This comes in a series of announcements being made by the Chief Minister ahead of the assembly elections in the state. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the conduct of election rules for the design and printing of the EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. The initiative is in line with the 28 initiatives taken by the Commission in the past 6 months to streamline and improve election processes and enhance convenience for voters. As per the guidelines, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour on the EVM ballot paper and the candidate's face will occupy 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. In Uttarakhand, heavy rainfall in the Nandanagar Ghat area of Chamoli district has caused significant destruction. According to officials, 6 houses in the Kuntri Langfali ward were buried under debris due to the downpour. Vinod Kumar Suman, Secretary of the State Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Department, confirmed that 2 people have been rescued so far, while 7 others remain missing. Rescue and relief efforts are currently underway and progressing swiftly. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed deep sorrow over the incident and said that he is closely monitoring the situation. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE, today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Afghanistan have to win today's match in order to make it to the Super Four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.